Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. And it's been quite a week in so many ways, I'm sure. We all probably have stories to tell. Earlier this week, we made that decision to postpone the 60th anniversary celebration until next Sunday. So we'll be here next Sunday at 10 o'clock and have a special celebration followed by all of the festivities. And let you know that. Also, there was a wedding scheduled for yesterday, and earlier in the week, the couple and I sat down, and they decided to postpone their wedding until next Saturday. That's a really big decision to have to make. And so I walked them through that earlier this week. I'm sure many of you have had stories of friends or relatives that are in areas that were hit harder than we were, although even in our area, there's people lost power. There are stories of some damage. I was here yesterday morning just to check how the building was, and some Altar Guild folks were here and met a relative of one of our Altar Guild members from Wilmington who experienced damage. So there many of us are in touch with people or have people at your home. We have Mary's dad with us, staying with us. He's from Northeast Raleigh. And my daughter, Rebecca, is in from Chapel Hill. Classes were canceled there, so she's with us. So either people have gone places or people have come to your home. Some of our staff made some decisions earlier in the week. They needed to be with some folks in other places. And so we decided to just not have any of our programs today. So there's no church school, no adult formation, no youth group today, no youth education classes, no music, and just kind of gather us together in prayer. And so we will gather next week. I was also in touch with our friends at St. Ambrose in Raleigh who are celebrating their 150th anniversary. It, you know, reminds us that we're still kind of like adolescents, you know. We're just kind of growing up. But their 150th, they had a banquet that I think Jamon told me they've postponed, or which was happening last night. And today they're having some festivities. I'm not sure what they're deciding to do. So it's having an impact in so many areas. But we decided we can gather together in prayer. Someone said to me the other day, what if the church loses power? Can we get together for church? I said, that is so first world. Of course we can. We can open the doors. We can come in here, light candles. We can pray and get together. So I'm glad we have power, and glad you're all here today. So in the midst of this week, one of my challenges was to prepare a homily for today. So have some thoughts that I'd like to share with you this morning as we gather. I'm drawn to the gospel reading and particular phrase in that reading that was very timely for me in the midst of my week, and perhaps I can share with you, and it can help invite you to some thinking as well. It's the gospel reading that I'm drawn to this morning, and it's a scene of Jesus walking with his disciples. So he's walking with those who are closest to him. These are the people he knows. And it's interesting, the question he asks. I love this question. And you can see this question on a very human level, or maybe a deep theological level, as Mark is telling us. But Jesus says to his disciples, those who are closest to him, who do people say that I am? Is there any more human question that any of us wonder in our lives? You ever wonder? I wonder what they think of me, you know, at work, at school, neighborhood, friends. What do they think of me? Yeah. What are people saying about me? Who do people say that I am? It's interesting, the disciples say, well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, some say you're one of the prophets. Here's what we're hearing. And then Jesus says to them, this is, to me, one of the most significant questions in all of Scripture. And you, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? I'd like us to sort of let that question sit with us as we gather together today. And bring ourselves, make that scene from Jesus one that perhaps imagine us walking in. If Jesus were to say to you, who do people say that I am around here? What are you hearing? What are people saying about me? We could probably say an awful lot of things. Some things that are said about Jesus that irritate me, because that's not the Jesus I know. There are some things being said by people who are very powerful about what Jesus means in their life. There's many things that we could say about, well, here's what I'm hearing people say about Jesus. But then if Jesus were to turn to you and say, but George, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? I invite you to think on that question this morning. As you gather here at St. Paul's, as we're participating in the life of this parish, sometimes it's a lot easier to talk about church. You know, oh, I'm at St. Paul's because this, we do this, we have that, and all significant parts of our life together. But there's one question that's so significant in our lives. Who is Jesus to you? And where is that relationship? And what does it mean? What is it about? And maybe you can't verbalize that right now. Maybe you're sitting there saying, I don't know. I don't know what Jesus is. I don't know. But I think the scriptures are inviting us into that. I'll save this for next Sunday, but how over the 60 years have we proclaimed who Jesus is as a faith community? But who do you say Jesus is? That's one of the ways the gospel is lived and the gospel is known. That's one of the ways that we evangelize. How comfortable are we to share with people who Jesus is to us and what Jesus means to us? How comfortable are we doing that? We Episcopalians have not been known for that over the years, but I think it's something that we can grapple with and think about. So I've thought about, what would I say? At least what would I say this week? If Jesus, who do you say that I am? I want to share a little bit of what I've been thinking over this past week, and this is my thinking, and some of this I've shared with you in other various homilies, I think, actually, but who do you say that I am? Peter said, you're the Messiah. I think I would say, you are the Christ. Now, what does that mean? You are the Christ. Let me give you a sense of this, sense of the Christ, what I like to call the cosmic Christ. Theologians like Teilhard de Chardin, Richard Rohr, of course, and others will talk about this idea of the cosmic Christ. This idea that at creation, what creation was, the Big Bang, the way we try to understand, what creation was, it was the first kind of expression of the Creator. It's this revelation of there is this Creator, and we see the wonder of creation, the wonder of this Creator through creation. And many will suggest that first expression of creation is the Christ. The Christ is the expression of the Creator, the expression of all that's been created. It's the expression of the wonder and dream that God has. And as our story in Genesis says, and it was all good. And what we believe as followers of Christ, of Jesus Christ, is this. We believe that 2,000 years ago, this Jesus of Nazareth walked this earth and is the Christ. That Jesus of Nazareth, fully human and fully divine, fully expressing the Christ, the wonder of all of creation, and who we are called to be. So for followers of Jesus of Nazareth, we see in Jesus the image of who we're called to be, of what we can be, what we can be about. Does that make any sense? That spend time on that. But Jesus is this. It's unbelievable what we believe. That this Jesus, fully human, fully divine, this Jesus the Christ, reveals to us the wonder of the Creator, the wonder of creation, the wonder of who we're created to be. And when we see the stories of Jesus in Scripture, remember my basic philosophy or theology is that we are not human beings trying to discover what it means to be spiritual. We're not human beings who read the scriptures to find out how we can be spiritual and holy. But rather, I like to believe that we are spiritual beings. And the scriptures help us discover what it means to be human. Because we haven't done the human thing all that well yet. And if you can see it that way, that we have been created by this incredible creative God. And Jesus was sent to show us the wonder of that. There's different theologies on this. Many of us feel that Jesus was sent by God because somehow things got screwed up and Jesus came to make things right again, and that God needed someone to shed their blood in order for God to love us again. That's a school of theology, and it's a dominant one in the church today. Even some of our liturgical prayers make reference to that. I am in the school that believes that Jesus the Christ was always the intent of the Creator to be sent among us. It was always the intent from the beginning of creation for the Christ to come among us, for Jesus to walk among us and show us who we're called to be. And the challenge of that walking among us is to challenge us, as our gospel says today, there will be suffering, there will be the cross, there will be this willingness on our part to sacrifice who we are for justice, to make this world a different place, to make our lives a different place. And Jesus was sent to reveal that to us, and we're thus called to that as well. That's a long answer. Who do you say that I am? That's how I would begin to say who Jesus is, particularly if I had to tell others a sense of what I think. And you don't have to agree with any of that. But who do you say that Jesus is? Think about that. As we depart here today, as we go back out into this world in which we live with all of its challenges, who is Jesus to you? How has Jesus touched your life? How has that relationship transformed you? Let me tell you something. If you were to go forth and share that story with those you know and those you care about, people would want to be in relationship with you as well, to come to know this Christ ever more deeply as we go forth as a people of faith. So let us go forth today back into the world and rest with that question. Who do you say that I am? Because the world is hungering to know.